Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. I am Nisha, and you are listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. And today's story time, I will revisit the time I experienced water intoxication or water poisoning. Okay, so I know that water intoxication or poisoning sounds crazy, right? Because everybody knows that water is essential to human life. And again, we're supposed to do everything in moderation. Well, I ended up finding out how it can be detrimental and deadly to my life. And if you don't know what water intoxication is, it's a condition that occurs from drinking too much water, and it throws off the balance of electrolytes in your body, and it can decrease the sodium in your blood to a point where it is dangerously low enough levels that can cause mid to life threatening issues, from confusion, nausea, vomiting, and in worst cases, seizures, comas, and even death. So, the story time yesterday, I told the time about when I got embarrassed when the instructor for the swimming portion of my training pushed me off the diving board. So, I'm still going through this training. The training is 10 weeks long. And again, the training is for my new job. And I was being put in several strenuous and stressful situations. And I had never felt this kind of stress before. I ain't never felt no stress like this before in my life. I was overwhelmed. I was scared. I was stressed out. And I was unsure if I had made the right decision to join this organization. I gotta keep it real. And in the facility that we was training in, it was huge. And we was in like this huge room where there were like different parts of the room. There were different things going on. And you go to one section, it's urine and drug tests being done. You go to another section, another area of the room, there's pictures being taken for your IDs. And basically kind of like an assembly line of things you had to do to be processed into their system. And I was at the step where I had to give urine for a drug test. And just my luck, I couldn't pee. I couldn't go at the time. Now, this is happening at like 2 something in the morning. Like after a long day of traveling, being yelled at, being disciplined, amongst other things. Getting my behind beat, but not physically by an actual person. But through the means of being worked out until you are exhausted to where you are ready to beg for mercy. That's what they would mean by they say you finna to get your ass beat. Like, they work you out so you ready to break. So much so that over the course of the day, I'm here to tell you, I was scared straight. And I wanted to go home. So by the time I have to get his urine for the drug test, I have been annihilated. They had broken me down completely, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I thought I was being processed into prison, not no job. They were so mean. And at that point, I didn't think it was for me any longer. So when it was my turn to pee, I couldn't do it. I had to pee in front of a petty officer who had to watch me go, and I just couldn't. It was so much pressure and so many things going on. I was fighting back tears and I just wanted to go home. But I had already signed on the dotted line and I was obligated for 4 years. So I left out of that very public bathroom and I got back in line with the rest of the females because I was obviously on the female side or whatever. And everybody who couldn't use the bathroom or couldn't pee or whatever had to keep walking around that huge room that we was in. Like, because in the middle, it was a whole bunch of chairs where you could sit at when you was waiting to go and get your ID or whatever you had to do done. And it's a huge circle around these chairs and you just walking around the circle and walking around the circle. And you keep walking in circles around and around until you had to pee. And then when you had to pee, you got back out of the line. You went back to the line for the bathroom. So I'm out there again and I'm circling. And each pass by the water fountain, I'm getting a sip of water because I feel stressed out. I feel like they going to get on my head if I don't hurry up and give them this urine. So because I wanted to get the drug test over with, I am exhausted in every way a person could be. I was out there for a long time and I couldn't pee until my stomach was real fat. Like my stomach looked super bloated because I was drinking so much water. I mean, I was out there for over an hour and every single time I walked past the water fountain, my dumb ass was getting more water because I was scared. And I'm like, I got to do what they telling me to do. And I began to feel nauseous after a while. So I get back in the line to pee. But at this point, it's urgent to the point to where I can't control my own body fluids. Like the pee is coming out whether I want it to or not. And I start peeing on myself. And then you know how like you pee on yourself and then wherever you were standing at, it's a puddle of pee. And then so then I'm trying to get somebody, I don't know who to talk to, where to go to get a mop and some cleaning stuff to clean it up or whatever. I'm embarrassed and I don't know what to do. And at that moment, I start pushing my way to the front of the line because I'm losing control of my own bodily fluids, my bodily functions. I gotta go. So I get to the front of the line and the petty officer in charge, I was trying to tell her I didn't feel good. But at that point, I felt a throw up coming. And ain't no talking to her, ain't no explaining nothing. The training, okay, I know we training. I know y'all gotta be mean. Y'all gotta be treating us the way y'all treating us to do whatever. But I pushed the girl in front of me out the way or she was gonna get threw up on. And I ran into the stall and I fell on my knees and I threw up everywhere, all over the floor. I missed the toilet completely. And a petty officer in charge is yelling at me and telling me to throw up in the toilet. All I hear in the background is like, shipmate, throw up in the toilet. Shipmate, you cleaning that up. And I was paralyzed. All I could do was throw up. And I was also peeing at the same time. And I am on my hands and knees. I'm full of pee. I'm throwing up everywhere. I'm losing control of my bodily functions. And I just start crying. Tears just coming down my face. I am crying. And the petty officer in charge made me clean it all up. And I then had helped everybody else up in the line. Like it's a long line. It's a whole bunch of people training. It ain't just me. And so I had helped the whole line up and everything. So after I was done cleaning it up, I left the bathroom and I had to stay pissy and smelling like throw up until we were sent to what is called the birthing to go shower and stuff and get ready for bed or whatever. It was so embarrassing because you talk about a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people. I'm talking about males and females. We all in process and we all going through this process. And since I didn't say it as much as I said, yes, I used to be in the military and this is what this training was for, right? And it's basically called in processing or whatever. And it was another embarrassing moment that I will never forget. I was there all alone. I know nobody there. Like most of the people didn't either. The treatment, when you're going through boot camp, I'm sorry. The treatment is harsh and it is cold and the training is tough enough to break anyone, male or female. To say the least, my training was getting the best of me. And one day, everybody saw my breasts during the swimming portion when the instructor pushed me off the diving board because I wouldn't go. On another day, I pee all over myself and throw up all over the bathroom. I'm just thinking, God, is this going to get any better for me? Because I'm having second thoughts at this point. I'm like, maybe I ain't cut out for this. And I had no one there to ask me if I was okay. They was not sympathetic like that. They not about to baby you. Like, they are very stern. They're there to make you into a soldier. They are there to get you ready to protect the United States. They're not about to coddle you. And I felt defeated. And I learned quickly that I had to be as cold as ice, stealth, emotionless, stern, and unbothered. And then, and only then, would I find my way through the training that was made to break me down and then build me up to be stronger. And unless you have ever gone through a training like this, you will never understand. You will never understand. But that was a very, very, very embarrassing moment. Very, oh my God, very embarrassing. But yeah, that was the time that when I was going through my training for boot camp or whatever, I ended up experiencing water intoxication because I was scared. And the whole time I was out there circling around and walking or whatever, I could have just stopped drinking the water at some point. But again, I was fearful because they scared the shit out of you. And I was so fearful and stuff, my dumb ass just kept drinking the water like, nope, I got to get this done. Got to get this taken care of. I want to get it over with. Like, I can't even describe to you the type of stress that I was going through. The type of stress that it is indescribable. I cannot. Yeah, it's indescribable. And yeah, I have had a lot of embarrassing moments in my life and a lot of things happen, but this is one that really, it was really something. And yeah, it was just another experience that I went through, and here I am telling the story time about it. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary. And my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary. And I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.